Shalom and welcome to the Remnant Mama Show, where we are living and learning a restoration lifestyle. This is part 4B of Preparation Skills for the Remnant Bride. Last week we left off on the topic of bleach and how it could be used for sanitizing and purifying your water and how you could use the container to create a shower. We will review that and continue. Remember, you can go to www.paintedtongue.com for a PowerPoint resource list and the checklist for your preparedness plans. This is Nitza Moshe from Remnant Remedy, and we will continue with our special guest, Suzette Robinson. All right, and what about bleach?
Bleach can be used for sterilizing, cleaning, and water purification if you don't have a better means. Bleach does not kill spores. You need a good filter for that, or a specific chemical that kills spores like crystalline iodine. But you would want to have some in your auto, your flea bag, and in your general preparation. The drinking water ratio is 1 gallon of bleach for 3,800 gallons of water. 2 drops per quart, or 8 drops per gallon, 1/2 teaspoon per 5 gallons. You double it if the water is cloudy. For sanitizing, use 1 teaspoon per gallon. And you can also take like an empty bleach bottle or similar bottle and rinse it out, hang it from a tree, and put small holes in the bottom and unscrew and screw the cap to make a shower without bleach, with water.
Okay, so basically you're just saying we're using the container.
Right.
Water's very important. You can't live hardly more than a day to 3 days, I believe it is, with water. But we don't normally want to put bleach in our water because bleach, also chlorine, competes for our iodine. So is that on the list? I don't remember. Are we going to talk about the iodine in case we need that?
Yes, we are. Chlorine is one of the 5 halogens, and it does, along with fluorine, competes with that for iodine.
Right. But you got to have water. And so that's really important. And so, you know, there are other alternatives too, like the MMS drops. So bleach is really important for lots of things. And so that's something to really, really consider. But don't think that you can just put bleach in your water and everything's cool, because you don't want to be drinking it on a regular, normal basis if you don't have to.
No. And a lot of people try to use bleach for storing their water, and it's not really a recommended method. It's better to do some of the other ways that are recommended, where you use filtered water. But in the end, like you said, you have to have water. So if that's what your choice is, or if you have to clean something that might be dangerously infected with something, don't be afraid to use the bleach.
Well, you know, like, let's say people are sick and vomiting or having diarrhea and there's some kind of stuff going around. You know, I like to use vinegar and essential oils, but if you don't have them and you have some bleach around, that's really important to clean up after with. So there are definitely times that you want to use that. And of course, I've not found not too many things that will whiten stuff better than bleach.
I know, sadly.
Especially I have this old white, what they call melamite countertop, and I scrub it and scrub it with baking soda and vinegar, but sometimes I just have to pull out that bleach. So
yep,
those are things to, you know, look at. And again, if you're interested at Remnant Remedy, under the Dalton, we do have gravity fed water feeder, water filtration systems, and pressure ones. So but we talk off and on about water because water is so important. And
one,
you know,
of the
what?
Top.
I had a revelation this week again. You know, I've been studying about the electromagnetic frequencies and energy and the Aleph and the Tav and how it was created in Genesis 1:1. And out of that, everything was created, right? And we know that Jehovah Yahweh is light. And when he spoke those words and that vibration of energy and light, he spoke over the waters and it hovered or vibrated in the waters. And water conducts electricity, right?
Right.
Well, you know, they keep telling us all the time how important it is that we drink water and we're hydrated so that our cells can communicate electrically and be cleansed, right?
Right.
Well, I thought, well, that duh, that makes really good sense. So if water conducts electricity and our bodies are predominantly electric light beings, then that's why we have to keep enough water. And he made us like 3/4 water, because that is what conducts that energy that relays in our nervous system. So yeah, there's
Hallelujah.
Another important reason to keep water in the body, pure, clean water, so your cells and body can communicate the way it needs to stay healthy.
We see, too, why water would absorb negative or positive energy. Like yes. those experiments that, I forget his name, the Japanese
Dr. Emoto?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
That makes perfect sense.
Absolutely.
Amazing All creation.
Right. Yeah. Which, you know, and again, whenever you're looking at water, you're looking at the Ruach. You're looking at the Holy Spirit. You know, even when they left Israel and they were there by a cloud by day and a fire by night. When we think of a cloud, what's a cloud made out of? It's made out of water. You know, yep. You got the pouring out of the Holy Spirit with water. And so, yeah, whenever we think water, we want to be filled with the water and we want to be filled with the Ruach. So,
amen.
All right. What about body lice?
This is a major concern when you have large groups of people. So they carry disease and there are natural remedies. Unfortunately, I don't know them. I'm sure that you are well versed in that. One of the things to worry about is new people coming in to a situation. You would want to possibly have a processing area and have fresh, clean clothes for them to wear and have them bathe and make sure that their things would be quarantined for a certain amount of time or cleaned properly so that you wouldn't be bringing that disease into the camp.
Right. You know, even in this country right now, when I was traveling last fall, going across the country, they're having problems with bed bugs, lice, mites, whatever you want to call it. And they're, you know, spice traders is really good for that. Some people like to use lavender. I did use spice traders once for something. I could never see anything, but I could feel it from traveling. And I used a lot of spice traders, but I'm going to tell you something that I don't recommend. I didn't, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not telling you to do this, but I have had to do it twice in my life with me and my daughters. And this is when you're desperate and, you know, you've already used oils or all the stuff at the store that you buy for it and it's not working and you're not getting rid of them, is kerosene lamp fluid, you know, like you put in your kerosene lamps or your, you know, your hurricane lamps, your lamp lighter mm-hmm. fluid. It's not good for your skin. It's not really good to breathe. But if you're really desperate, and this is an old-fashioned farm thing that I learned from my great-grandparents, and we have been that desperate, having had to send my daughters off on a visitation coming back with lice, and we tried for weeks and weeks and weeks and did everything. And finally, I just said, that's it. We're either going to die from the lice or we're going to die from the kerosene. So what we do in those situations is we try to cover, obviously, the eyes, because you don't want any of that in there. Cover it very well with a towel, and we would get it so that we would basically turn them over upside down as much as possible and have the hair dipped into it.
That would make sense. Much better.
Yeah, because you want to try not to have it really absorb into the skull, into the skin. But if you're desperate, I'm telling you, it eradicates it. So, I mean, that's just something to consider. We're in a survival situation and we have no herbs or oils or can't go to the store and get medication. And you maybe have some of these, you know, kerosene or lamp fluid. It is something to consider in a desperate situation, and or maybe to clean an area, you know, where people have been that have that issue, because they cannot live in that kind of environment. And you know what's really interesting too is the history. Do you know why women in America shave their legs and armpits?
I'm guessing lice.
You bet it.
Wow.
Basically, when we were coming over as immigrants, especially the Italians or the dark, coarse hair people, there was an outbreak of lice. And so they would have to shave. And then it became a fashion statement to today, where you and I have been raised in a generation that's like, oh my gosh, it's so gross if we don't shave. But think
wow.
about ancient Israel. I don't think they went around shaving. Number one, they didn't show off their armpits and their legs. So it really
yeah,
is a
Europe,
cultural
thing. They still
thing.
Don't shave.
Yeah, it's still a very cultural thing. And I think that's part of renewing our mind and our mindset. And I think on the next Exodus, unless you really pack up, you're not going to have too many razors go with you. So, you know, that might be just something to consider.
I don't know. I think I'm planning for the razor.
Man, I'm okay. You know, just hopefully I'll have some Spice Traders or Exodus oil with me blends and I'll be okay. So anyway, that's just something to consider. All right. Bottled water, which, you know, bottled water today when you buy it at the store just has so much other stuff in it. This is a good topic.
Yeah. It's better than no water. If you have, you know, if you don't have any water stored and that's your only reasonable option, have some water. But we know that a lot of the bottles... Yeah, our BPA, and there is a few brands that are BPA free, and you can look for those. Eternal Water, I know, is one that's BPA free. The Voss water, but they're expensive, come in glass bottles. But you know, there's no telling where the water really comes from on some of those, and you're no better off than your own tap water, maybe even worse. But the 2 to 3 liter pop bottles, they're not necessarily BPA free. I would assume they do have BPA. In them are the great and inexpensive way to store water. This is how I store extra water. They're made to withstand 150 pounds per square inch of pressure because of the carbonation, and they don't degrade very well, and they're readily available. In Michigan, we have a pop bottle return. We don't drink pop because it's just not healthy, and no one in my family drinks pop, but my extended family does, and they're more than happy to sell me their pop bottles rather than have to return them to the store.
Right. And
I
rinse
them out.
It eats up your bones, right? It eats
up
your
bones.
That's
what I've heard, the calcium, yeah.
Well, and I can guarantee you, I happen to know. So we'll finish this topic after this short break.
Have Sweet Dreams in Remnant Remedy's new 100% linen fabric pajamas and nightwear, and lounge around in our linen bathrobes. Also, visit Remnant Remedy's used linen garments, now offered by Shoshana. Shoshana's linens are good for everyday wear, making an affordable transition from your old, common, man-made wardrobe, while allowing more funds for your special set-apart garments. Visit Remnant Remedy by going to the Hebrew Nation Radio Bookstore and clicking on the Remnant Remedy icon.
Yes, welcome back. This is Nitza Moshe with our special guest, Suzette Robinson, and we're going through an emergency preparedness list, and we're talking about water. Now, before you go into this, because this is kind of a longer subject, Suzette, I do want to clarify that whenever I talk about internal ingestion of essential oils, I am clarifying this, and this is so important. Please understand me. I'm not saying this just because we sell oils. Make sure your oils are really, really 100% pure therapeutic grade, because there are so many out there that are marked pure or even therapeutic that are not, and they have solvents and other issues on them. So there are other companies, but I would say maybe 5% or less really have something that you want to ingest. Otherwise, stick to just external use and smelling of the oils. And now you were talking about water. And again, like when you're traveling, or if you're just having city water at a restaurant, having some fresh squeezed lemon, or, you know, if you ask at the restaurant for some fresh squeezed lemon in your tea or water, that helps kill some viruses and bacteria, and so does the lemon essential oil. Now, you were talking about saving glass soda pop, and we were talking about why you don't want to have soda, because it actually eats your bones and does lots of other things. And you may not notice it right away, but a few years down the road, when you have no bones under your teeth, you're going to know why.
Not to mention the aspartame and stuff if you drink, heaven forbid, if you drink diet pop, which I did for most of my life.
Yeah. And then you got lots of other issues, but
yeah,
that's for sure. Okay, so what else do we need to know about water, bottled water?
Well, the pop bottles do work well once somebody else has drank the pop. You wash them out, make sure you don't leave any sugar residue, and filled with city tap water, not well water. City tap water, we know, sadly, has enough chemicals in it and stuff that it will last. Water does not go bad itself. I mean, the oldest water is from creation. It's the things in the water that make the water go bad. So you can fill up your pop bottles if you're going to store them in a cold environment like a garage or something that would freeze, leave enough space for them to expand, and they shouldn't need rotation. This is said to be an indefinite form of water storage. You can use a thin sheet of wood or cardboard or something, and you can stack them and then put that sheet in between and then stack some more. And you don't want to use milk jugs or distilled water bottles. We produce so many of those that they are made thin, and they're made purposefully to degrade quickly. And milk jugs also contain growth bacteria for bacteria growth. And it would be very difficult to be sure that you were going to get rid of that. And
now,
I know
what
for
do you
sure.
Mean by, What do you mean by distilled water bottles?
You know how when you go into the grocery store, you can buy like distilled water in a gallon jug?
Oh, okay.
Gallon jug, yes. I've had those start leaking on me just sitting on my shelf within a few months.
Okay, yes, absolutely. Because, you know, another thing is we get raw organic honey in these jars, which basically is a clean, never been used before milk jug. And they do leak. So that's why we always transfer our honey to a glass jar. Also, you know, we have bought bulk food grade hydrogen peroxide. And let me tell you, you don't ever want to walk in or touch that if it leaks. So you need to realize those are temporary storage bottle units.
Yeah, the milk jugs and the gallon jug for water are definitely temporary. And the pop bottles should last almost indefinitely. They're very hardy. And just realize that if you're choosing between the water may have BPA or you're going to dehydrate to death, you want to drink the water.
Now, one thing I like to say, I don't necessarily drink out of it because I haven't had to. Of course, I would pour it into our Dalton water system before I drank it if I had the opportunity. But we save our distilled or apple cider vinegar plastic container bottles because they're thicker and they're a better quality plastic. So if we had to drink it, we would have it, and or we could use it to flush the toilet or wash something.
Yep. And we pay for a lot of packaging. And I know you've talked about this before about saving packaging.
Right.
There's so much that we, you know, it's already in the cost of your product. And if you were to walk into a packaging store, I know from having a business that you have to buy all of that. So think about those things when you're purchasing things that you're just either throwing it in the garbage. If you burn your trash, you're burning it. If you're recycling it, somebody else is getting that material. But you've already paid for that in the cost of your product. And what can you use that container for storing things?
Right. And that's why I buy so many things in glass. Sometimes I'll, number one, it's healthier, the food in the glass. Number two, I'm thinking, ooh, that's a really cool glass jar I can use to store something else in.
Yeah, and glass can be cleaned a lot better than some the plastics can.
Which, by the way, if you go to Walmart, Walmart has these like half-gallon jars of dill pickles. Now, for me to buy that half-gallon jar for storage for something else would cost me probably a good $7. And those are really good to store beans or seeds or herbs or, you know, put your lemonade or something in. And, you know, you're getting the whole bottle. Last time I bought one, it's been a while, like $3.50 to $4 for, you get the dill pickles, but you also get that great jar.
Yep. And a lot of people don't think about that, but packaging is expensive if you go to just buy it empty. It's kind of silly.
Yeah, it would cost more for the jar if you were just buying the jar.
Yep.
And also, you know, on your canning jars, they have them online. And in some stores here in the Northwest, I've never seen them in the South, you can buy plastic lids instead of metal lids for your canning jars, for your half gallon, your, you know, and quart jars and your pints. And that's really good because then you're not going on and off with the canning jar lid.
Yeah, I know. I think it's Ball that makes those. And I'm pretty sure Meijer's here in this area has them. And I think Walmart. So I don't know about down south, but okay. I know that those stores carry them. Not that I'm a huge fan of Walmart, but sometimes
yeah,
they
but
have
they are
what you need.
For some things.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk a little bit about MMS or just mention it?
It can be used for purifying water, and it also helps with illness and wounds. And I don't recommend you put it on your skin for a long period of time.
Yeah, and when we say MMS, that is Miracle Mineral. And I think it's repackaged now because FDA made them, and it's called water purification drops. And if you want more information on that, you can contact one of us and we can help you do that. But the reason I think it's important to mention is because it is something that the reason they started out, they found that it has all these other things that you could do with it to help, you know, deal with sickness and illness in the body. But originally, the reason they used this was to purify the water down in the jungles of Africa and South America when they were tromping through there looking for the gold mines.
And I've seen it cure hookworm.
Yeah, good. So that is something to consider, and it is good for water. And then, of course, you can go on the internet and find, you know, different kinds of purification drops and things like that. So
we'll be right back after this short message.
Rise up, my bride, don't you know? On your heels are the days of war.
Are you preparing for Jacob's trials? Would you like a natural remedy first aid kit with 10 of the most essential therapeutic grade essential oils? Remnant Remedy has made it easy for you by creating the Remnant Remedy Chest No. 1, which is a basic first aid starter kit with 10 essential oils and a free carrying case. For more information, go to the Hebrew Nation Radio Store and click on Remnant Remedy. Remember, your purchase helps support your family's health and this radio station's ministry. Welcome back as we continue.
We've got about a minute. Do we want to mention anything else about water?
I think we've covered most of it. I'm pretty sure we're going to have the test of the wilderness, the 3 days. Is it 3 days they go without it?
Yes.
So hopefully, yeah, we'll make us ready for that. But in the meantime, we should be prepared for whatever may happen and that could disrupt our water supply.
Yeah, may he lead us beside the still waters with pure water. So do we have a minute to wrap up? We can finish off with maybe boxed milk.
I love boxed milk. Got used to this when I lived in Europe. And since we quit doing cow's milk after Fukushima, it's really convenient, especially if you're a person who, I hate to run to the store for one thing. And so I can go to Costco and get a case of organic rice milk. We also do coconut or almond or whatever. And it's really great because it lasts on the shelves for many, many months. So you could really stock up.
All right. And so, and then it comes in we also could be talking about almond or soy milk, rice milk, things like that. And, some people, do you know what the shelf life is on that? Because I've seen some people, seal it off but many years later, it's not really very good.
Usually mine is probably 6 months or so when I buy it by the case. So it's not going to be extremely long term, but it's more convenient than cow's milk. And certainly if you knew something was coming where you wanted to have milk, you'd have powdered milk if you really needed it extremely long term. But boxed milk works good for a short term, several month supply.
We are running out of time today. Please join us next week on part 5A as we continue with the preparation skills for the Remnant Bride. Remember, you can go to www.paintedtongue.com to get a PowerPoint, a resource list with over 100 resources, and the information in a checklist like we're going over. We're just adding it and enhancing and discussing some things along the way to present this to you. I'd like to invite you to look at Remnant Remedy's new store and our livingstonestabernacle.org blog and sign up for our newsletter. We also have featured some really good sales on some blends, and we have Dalton water filters, the Gravity Fed, on sale. We also have now 4 ounce bottles for bulk size, and when you buy a 4 ounce bottle, you're getting about 8 times the oil of a 15 mil, and you're only paying about 6.5 times the price. And right now on lavender and our Kohan and our Hadassah blends, we actually have not only the savings on the bulk 4 ounce, but an additional savings as we have those on sale. We will also be having 8 ounce, 16 ounce, and 32 ounce bulk sizes for those who want to store up. If you do not see them on the website, please contact us and we'll put it there on the shopping cart. We just have thousands of entries to make. And I just want to take the time to thank you, Suzette Robinson from Michigan, for spending the time that you have in sharing this information, and thanking you for sharing it with others at other events in Sukkot and here with us here on Hebrew Nation Radio Station. We just thank you and really appreciate all that you put into this. Bless you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. Shalom.
Shalom.
She takes the time to prepare. She bends her when she hears